Hebrews chapter number 9, verse number 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Verse 27 says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. We make much of the fact that there is an appointment to die. But a lot of folks have the misconception, the misidea, the misinterpretation today that when you die, that God's just going to mete out all your good works on one side and all your bad works on the other side and kind of balance things out. And wherever you wind up, that's where you are. That could not be farther from what this Bible teaches. As a matter of fact, one of you told me in the last few months of some precious ignorant individual that speaking of the judgment of God said, just as long as God gives me a fair trial. How foolish. Because I don't want a fair trial. I want mercy. They don't have a clue what they're talking about when they say they want a fair trial. I know what they mean. They mean if God's going to judge them and lie to the hypocrites down at the church, and if God's going to let them hypocrites down at the church go to heaven, then they want a fair trial comparing themselves among themselves. But Jesus said, you're not wise. Because God's not going to base your salvation on them hypocrites down at the church. God's basing this thing on the only begotten Son of God and the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And I'm sorry, but you don't measure up. So do you want a fair trial? Or do you want mercy? I can tell you right quick, I want some mercy. When you see what judgment's about, you're going to want some mercy. In 2 Timothy chapter number 4, the Word of God said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, at His appearing in His kingdom, preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. The Word of God says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead. The word quick means the living and the dead. There's a twofold meaning, but it means those who are saved and those who are lost. Every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building tonight are headed to judgment. There is something that God put inside of me that I have a desire and an unction of the Holy Ghost of God to stand up and preach the Word. Why did God put it in me to preach this Word? Because you're headed to judgment. You say, Brother Mike, why do you keep telling us we're headed to judgment? Because you are headed to judgment. Brother Mike, why do you keep yelling and screaming and slobbering and hollering about going to judgment? Because you're going to judgment. And of all the things in this world, I do not want to get there and be ashamed. Do you understand tonight God is giving you the sweetest opportunity before you ever get there to settle out of court? God don't want you to be embarrassed. God don't want to have to dress you down and humiliate you in front of the world. God's giving you a chance to get things right now. And that's what preaching is all about. He said, preach the Word. He didn't say, tell them what your mama thinks. He didn't tell them some old fable or wives tale that your grandma used to talk about. He said, preach the word.
Amen.
Preach the infallible, the inspired word of God, and tell them what the word of God said. And I can tell you on the authority of God's word tonight, this word cuts coming and going, and people ain't going to get mad about fairy tales. They're not going to get mad about fables. They're not going to get mad at clowns and puppets. They're not going to get mad at good gospel singing. But you preach this book in the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost of God and tell people what thus said the word of God, they'll get mad as the devil at you.